Hello, part two, Audio Boo. It's the downside of radio. The evil, dark side. So, I talked about the positives of radio, but of course, like everything, there must be a reaction. And the negatives of radio, I think... Oh, blimey. It's really hard to be overwhelmingly positive when I like to be very realistic about things. And the fact is, if you are an aspiring presenter, then it's you will know how difficult it is to get that first foot in the door. I mean, to give you an example of how I started out, I was working in at my school radio, actually, from the age of 11 up until 14. Then at 14, managed to get a local job, a voluntary role at a radio station. And then for 3 years, I worked for them for Nout, and then got sacked from a voluntary position. But anyway... Oh, as I say, bitter, jaded and cynical me. So it is very difficult just to get that first step in the door. Make sure if you really, really want this, you are persistent without being irritating, that you are willing to go that extra mile, and that you will be, you'll allow yourself to be exploited, I guess, for quite a long amount of time. You will naturally, I would give you 3 years. Give yourself 3 years of working voluntarily, and then if nothing has come to fruition from giving all that time up, I would question whether you do have the gift of the gab, let's say, to be involved in the industry. It's nothing personal, it's just that, you know, sometimes we want what we can't have. Anyway, moving on from that rather negative thought, let's go to another one. It's very difficult to separate your life from your on-air life, especially if you're a personality presenter. To give you an example, you might be dying inside. Something might be going horribly wrong in your home life. And sometimes it can be very, very difficult to muster up that positive energy in order to create a show which is entertaining, informed and sharp when you've got other things weighing on your mind. Which brings me to another point. Contractually, most presenters are employed on a yearly basis, which is looked at, you know, around 2 months, a month before it's due to be re-signed or just you're let go. And that can create a lot of insecurity and instability, especially if you're in a position where you have children and you have a mortgage. You get to about that period, 3 to 2 months before your contract is due to be looked at again, and you start to shit yourself. And it's a horrible, horrible feeling that can ultimately affect your on-air performance. So insecurity and instability figure heavily